folks, we at the co-op had to practice a little marital counseling the other day. Kansas, a young woman who has lived in here all her life, slammed through the co-op door, near tears and with her fist doubled up. She poured herself a nickel cup of coffee and sat down next to me and Claude Anderson. "I've had it with that man," she said. 6 years ago, Kansas was a widow, on hard times, with kids and medical bills and a house that needed repair. So she married a fellow named Brownback. He seemed to her to be the answer to all her prayers. Folks, Claude and I might have shouted, "Told you so," but Kansas wanted sympathy, so we patted her hands until her fists unclenched, then talked to her until her teeth did the same. "He promised he'd make sure the kids got a good education," she lamented, drying her tears. "And now the neither here nor there consolidated schools are thinking of closing early this spring." We nodded our heads and did what old men do, humped in deep voices. "And he was going to fix the driveway and the sidewalks at the house," Kansas complained. "But now we don't have the money. We had to use what we'd set aside for living expenses, like food. Only the sales tax on food has skyrocketed." "Hear, hear," we said. "We've heard about that." "He's been helping out his rich friends," Kansas complained. "Money they once owed him, he's letting them keep. He says when his business friends are doing well, it lifts everyone. He sees it coming, this lifting. We'll see a healthy budget soon," he says. "How are the kids, besides this school thing?" I asked Kansas. "Well, they've been under the weather, and medicine costs a lot, and we're not getting much help from insurance, and we make too much money to qualify for help from the government." "We'll get by," my husband says. He's not eager to get help from anyone. "Does he have a good pension?" Claude asked Kansas. "Yep, but he's been taking money out of his retirement to spend on living expenses. Every month he thinks we'll have more coming in than we do. I can't budget for my family. Every month he tightens what I can spend." "Well, that's hard," said Claude Anderson. "I'm ready to retire him," Kansas said. "Well, think back to what attracted you to him," I urged. "Sometimes that helps in a marriage." "Well," said Kansas, he had fresh ideas. He made winning promises. He said he was a good man, religious, independent, with his own mind and a clear vision of the future." "And?" asked Claude. "Well, this is not helping me," said Kansas. "My husband has turned self-righteous and stubborn and more loyal to his cronies than to me and the kids. I swear I'm going to leave him." Folks, we didn't want to, but we finally said, "Told you so," and we said it above a whisper. It didn't help Kansas, but Claude and I feel much better.